Recording. Okay, good.
Hi. It's been a while since we've sat on these chairs in this room, held these mics.
So you kind of have to figure out, I guess, what happened. Quick answer. A hurricane, mostly.
Yeah.
But also a hurricane in my head. And
Exactly.
yeah. We'll talk about it in length as we progress. But that Game of Thrones episode, though.
Which one?
All of it.
All of them we haven't recorded. We'll talk
Oh
about
yeah,
that.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been
But
missing a
but
while.
that recent one, yo.
Fire and blood.
And blood. Okay. Let's
Okay.
just start this.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Not So Serious Podcast. I'm your host, OJ Feliciano. With me, as always, is Casey Menes. It's been a while, like we said in the other intro. A lot has happened. This episode, for a fact, does not have any script. We have nothing laid out. We have no idea what we're going to talk about. We're just going to sit here and talk like the good old days, you know? Another, we left the mic on, part two. Yeah, we're just gonna sit here and talk shit. Maybe talk about the future of Not So Serious. Who knows? I really have no idea. But we were talking before we hit play on the camera. We were talking about, like, you know, Game of Thrones Sundays, how big those events were and how crazy it was. So yeah, I binge watched that till season 7, and then I waited 2 years for season 8 to come out. I was with Rachel by that time, so I religiously saw it every Sunday with her and her family. It was really nice. It was really fun. Shame that it was a disappointment of a season and ruined the entire show. But hey, I am now enjoying Hot D with my friends. Now we have Hot D Sundays. And you were saying it's better to see it with people?
Hola, Filipantes Aventuras de Damon.
That's another name he has for it.
Yeah. We haven't, of course, updated you guys
on anything.
On anything.
Yeah, we've missed out on a lot of content. It's a shame. We've missed out on a lot of content. Look, we missed out on, well, the things that you guys actually saw as cover for a while was Hot D and
She-Hulk.
Rings of Power and She-Hulk. We missed out on those. Andor came out. Missed out on that.
I forgot that happened.
Cobra Kai came out. Didn't cover that.
Yeah.
Mind you, I haven't seen Rings of Power. I watched 3 episodes of it. Andor, I saw 3 episodes of it. Fell asleep on the third one. I was actually kind of late. That's why I kind of just dozed off. It's not because it's boring. I enjoyed the first 2 episodes at least. What the fuck? Cobra Kai, I haven't even... Dude, no. We had issues with Netflix. I have my dad's Netflix. He had a whole issue. Had to restart it, get a new one. I haven't even bothered to like put it on my phone. I haven't even signed up on my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to give you like a 3 episode in. They're still miscommunicating.
On Cobra Kai?
On Cobra Kai season 5, still miscommunication.
Dude, no way.
Bro, literally, I thought, yo, they're probably going to talk. And then, I'm like,
ah, great. Look, no surprise. But anyway,
they're not talking in Mexico.
Oh,
because that's a new
which
setting.
Is actually Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
They filmed here that season. I don't know, man. Look, it's been a lot of content. It's a shame that we went through some shit. So, what happened? A hurricane came.
Yeah.
Hurricane Fiona.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's just put it like that. In fact, the fact that we're still having electricity at this point, which I'm not obviously making an assumption that it's going to go out at any point. It's a blessing that we still have some type of electricity.
That's we've been lucky. We're some of the few. There are still people in the south of the island and the west of the island, yeah, or west, that do not have electricity or water or anything.
Or anything.
So, yeah. Mind you, it was a category 1 hurricane, so that was kind of shitty. 5 years ago, we went through a career category. What was it? Four.
It almost peaked at five, but she was crazy. She's like, I'm just gonna fuck you, Napa.
Yeah, the famous Hurricane Maria. That one fucked the entire island over. But then 5 years later, the government didn't do shit to fix infrastructure. So, yeah, Hurricane Category 1 destroyed the island. Again. But anyways, that happened. So we gave each other 2 weeks to, we gave each other a week to chill.
Yeah.
A week to restore, to get power restored. Because I got power pretty quickly, but you didn't.
No, I'm blessed, I guess, to have
solar panels.
But still,
and stuff. It was not the same.
It was also an inconvenience because, like, sure, my dependency to electricity isn't like that rough. It's just that we record here, so I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
By any point,
the electricity's gone.
Especially
or whatever.
How you're living here, where one side you have and then another
the other
doesn't.
Side doesn't. Yeah,
so like our friend who literally didn't have electricity for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so
you
we
live across like just meters away from each other.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, again, so the way that works, infrastructure, you know, I've explained this, multiple buildings, they need to have separate ones because that's how it works. The problem is that, you know, the people who control that and fix that are imbeciles and didn't notice that a little piece was missing. So that happened. We gave each other like a week, and then we gave each other another week to like make sure that everything was stable until we can continue. Missed out on a couple of things, had a couple of collabs with some other creators you know, we had things planned, had to cancel on them because of the hurricane. Then it all went down to my good friend here. A hurricane wind in his mind, like he said. And we decided collectively, give each other two more weeks. So a month has passed, and now we're here.
And now we're here. I don't mind sharing, I guess, some of the details.
You don't have
why.
To, but if you're fine.
But I guess to the transparency of this fine podcasting experience, this man, depression's hard, and especially when you are coupled with an ecosystem where there isn't an expectancy to be better, because you're always programmed to think it's just gonna get worse. So you don't have that mindset of like, well, a hurricane happened, surely we have a plan. We don't have a plan.
No, we don't.
And it's that planning ahead, that it's the planning during a crisis that fuck me up the most, because I'm working at retail. I won't disclose where I work, but it's retail and it has to somehow, some way involve solar stuff. So in an island where we have 365 days of pure sun, now we just learned, yo, the sun is an actual good resource for energy. Holy shit. So now everyone's getting their solar fans and solar panels and batteries so that way they can energize themselves. But the urgency to have things fixed and have things better, because now we are getting better, it's not, you're just failing yourself to more idiocy. And since we both work, I unfortunately still study, because that's another whirlwind of things I have to deal with.
I'm glad I finished fucking college. I don't know if I'm gonna graduate. I sure as hell hope I do, because
okay,
there's been some other business there.
I'm being...
this month has just cleared my mind even more. I'm like, oh shit, hold up, I might not graduate.
Oh no,
because of one stupid ass class.
So there you go. Like I we have different things in our lives that allowed us to, I guess, take a break. And I didn't want it to happen. I send you a very heartfelt voice.
You did.
And I honestly was at that few month, like that week was just a very like down bad at the moment, especially considering that work has exhausted me. My studies have been kind of like in a stalemate. So having to deal to those two things while also having this sort of escapism for myself and for my coming out of my own shell type thing, because I don't usually do this. I'm really exposing to everyone who wants to watch us, to anyone who doesn't even know me and do know me and just see me talk shit for 40 minutes, for an hour and a half, about anything and everything that I want to talk about. I didn't want to do that. I felt like I didn't want to do that. I felt like I wasn't mentally ready. So I just told you I need to check out, because I can't. And especially putting up a brave face and having to have all our stuff kind of organized, because we're still trying to keep up with all the shit that we missed during 1 week of a hurricane that ended up being an entire month, and we're still going on with that. So I was pretty upset that my motivation wasn't there, and it still kind of isn't. Right now, I'm wearing my Chucky shirt because I thought, oh, yeah, it's still, you know, Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. You know, we haven't totally done forgot. You didn't tell me. Shit. I would have worn a Halloween-y shirt.
¿Me entiendes? So it's all those things coming together. So obviously, I'm getting on my feet. I think that the fact that we turn the camera on and we're doing whatever this is going to be.
Honestly, it's kind of like an explanation kind of like podcast. It's kind of like letting you guys know, hey, where did they go? Not that you probably noticed or anything, but hey, we sure did.
Yeah.
We like doing this. We enjoy watching shows.
Half the time that I go to YouTube Studio a lot, it's like, man, 1 week passes by, then 2 weeks, and then I see
the numbers start going down,
and then I see the analytics. I'm like, we haven't done anything, but why? But I'm like, right, because I'm not doing anything. But then I don't want to do anything because then
you're casually checking to make sure. Hey, let's see how we're doing this week. Numbers are going down. Why? Shit, right? Because I haven't uploaded anything. Nah, but in all honesty, it has been like at least for me. Like I told you, this is something that I want to keep doing. Yes, I love the podcast. I love, obviously, hanging out with you. I like watching movies, TV shows, everything. But, you know, it's like, it was also very, like, peaceful to take, like, what started as a week, then turned into a month. I haven't done anything. I've just been relaxing. Because, like, I told you, like, oh, if I really... If I do care for the podcast, but, like, if it was a reason we're like, oh, shit, we're losing money... Oh my God! If I cared that much,
we get nothing.
Yeah, if I cared that much, if about anything, numbers,
and if anything, I'm very fond of this word. We're here for exposure. I get paid for talking out of my ass, and some motherfucker will be like, "This is a funny podcast. I guess I'm just gonna subscribe." I'm not getting nothing out of that subscription. I'm not getting anything monetary out of your view. I honestly, I'm just somehow making an ass of myself, and I enjoy someone making an ass of myself and just talking shit with a friend.
Honestly, that that's pretty
I
much
didn't
it.
Think we were going to still be sticking together after COVID.
Truth, very true. We started our podcast and then COVID hit. Like literally a month in, COVID. Like
I thought for sure. Okay, so I guess he's gonna
isn't it die?
I thought it's like he's not gonna like probably not gonna do this.
No. And then like what? Like we're about to hit our fourth year.
So still season three. We're still kicking it, even though depression did kick me, but this pretty face still going on, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Again, I think that the reason why I want to keep doing this is just getting acclimated to other new stuff that I really wouldn't have watched. I wouldn't be watching Justice League. Zack Snyder's Justice League, if it wasn't for, I would say like for podcasts, for like content wise, sure. But the fact that I generally wanted to watch it made me like, okay, I can open up without being, you know, the Zack Snyder hater, I guess, and open myself up to other areas of entertainment that I wouldn't be watching, because half the time I just thought, I'll just watch it in my own time, and I guess I'll just like, and I probably won't even watch it because I'm like, I don't watch it. And
that's actually what happened. Again, not having that whole month, not having the podcast running or the out or after show. Yeah, well, just the channel overall. I haven't seen anything. I haven't caught up on anything. And in a way, it's like it feels good because, you know, you don't have that pressure. But also, I am very upset because I haven't seen everything I want to see. There's like there's like at least five movies right now on theaters that I haven't gone seen that I really wanted to go see. Part of that was Fiona, the hurricane, but then the other part is just me not really wanting to go. I was like, I just want to stay home.
And your mind's not in it.
Yeah, and
then your thought process will be skewed. You know, like you're not going to enjoy it, or you.
That's my.
You're gonna be annoyed by the movie, but you're not annoyed. It's just you tried to watch this movie, and that's why you're gonna be stuck with that.
I even recently added a bunch of movies to like my watch list on all of my streaming platforms, so I can like I gotta get back into it. Because again, I used to reach a point where it was one time I saw like I think it was like 8-9 movies in 1 week. And I was like, oh, so, felt so good. I was so happy. Again, I studied film. I love it. And I was like, these are 9 movies I haven't seen. Let's go. Boom. I loved each and every one of them. Some more than others. But I was like, yes, this is good. I just told a friend recently. I'm like, hey, I need to get back into it. Give me a movie. And he's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, anything with a good story. I'm not picky. You know what? I do have favorite genres. I don't even know which ones those are. Just give me something with a good story. He's like, okay, watch this movie. It's on Hulu. I'm like, got it. I'm going to see that shit over the weekend, probably on Sunday or tomorrow. I'm not sure. That's basically it. I've kept myself busy in other regards, though.
Okay.
I've been playing D&D a lot. I've been DMing. My first time DMing. But I like it. I get to practice my story writing and all that. So that's pretty fun. I made a map. That was really fun. My first map. I drew that shit. Pretty exciting.
Okay.
My friends are enjoying it. Little dilemma. I have 2 parties right now. Doing the same like campaign because I'm too lazy to write 2 different ones, so I'm like, aha, let's see how each of them played differently. Did that.
Okay.
Then had an issue with the first the first party because, you know, personal problems. They're not going to get into that. Those who are watching know exactly what I'm talking about. Then the other ones, we're going to run the second session tomorrow, so that's going to be fun. That's pretty much what I've been doing. Nothing else but just YouTube, rewatching Game of Thrones, and DMing Dungeon and Dragon stuff. The shows I kept up with was She-Hulk, really fun. Enjoyed the finale. I was shocked that was it. They said 9 or 8 episodes.
Did it end at 9? I don't know.
It ended. You haven't seen it yet, right? No. Shit, right? Well, they didn't do our boy dirty. They did. They were really good.
Okay. I saw the clips of it. I saw the whole like, yo, Daredevil can hit, and I'm like, I mean, I know.
To be honest, they made me love the suit.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, this works.
You were very adamant, like, I don't
know. I was like, why the fuck? I didn't know I didn't think the color didn't work. I saw it, I'm like, shit, they even fixed the suit. I had a friend who hated, like, he loved the suit from the show, the Netflix show. But he just hated the eyes. He's like, the eyes make no fucking sense. It's like the eyes were, like, down here.
What do you mean?
Like, the eyes on the suit?
Uh-huh.
He felt like the eyes were, like, too low.
But which one? The Netflix one?
The Netflix show, yeah.
Okay.
But then we saw this one, like, that's a perfect helmet. I didn't think about it until I looked it up. I'm like, oh, shit, he's not wrong. Like, you can easily overlook it.
But I guess I can.
Thought. It's funny because he says like it looks like his eyes are like down here and always looking down, just when the helmet's on, right? Obviously, and we know he's blind, but that's just the sign that the design of the suit makes it look like that, and he hated it. I never noticed until he said it. I can overlook it, but it's just funny when I randomly remember. But no, the suit works great. I'm not gonna spoil much, but you know there are some shots with him with the suit during the day. The suit looks great in the day, which I'm shocked.
Because usually you see him in the dark.
In the dark, and exactly. And I'm like, look at that. That works. It's really good. The show was fun, good and interesting ending. If I'm not mistaken, that's what shocked me. I thought there was 8 episodes of this show. There's 9.
I thought it was 8.
I was sure it was 8, and that's the thing. I'm like, oh, babe, when me and Rachel saw we saw it separately, and I was like, what do you think about the finale? She's like, oh, I liked it. I was like, right, it was fun. And then I'm on Twitter, don't miss out on She-Hulk finale tomorrow. I'm like, what? What the fuck do you mean? I thought it ended. Like that was it.
That was it.
What the. And the thing is that, I don't want to spoil it, but It's like weird because you see the eighth episode, and it's like they like joke around with like another episode, but then that episode has a very good finale. So you're like, okay, yeah, this is the finale. And then ninth came around, I'm like, what the fuck? And that is a whole nother shit show. It's fun. It's very
meta. I guess like they would probably treat it as an epilogue or some bullshit.
It's kind of, actually.
Because if you think the eighth episode is like, what a nice conclusion.
I feel like you're the kind of person who likes meta shit a lot. Like when.
Okay, it's not like, oh my, he's obviously looking at me. Oh my god!
No, I know. But like,
I will enjoy the. It's weird. Like it's almost like I'm kind of doing like an irony. Like I like the meta that understands the meta, but it's not making me think that hates the meta.
Exactly. You're gonna love.
I'm not Jennifer Walters. I'm this actor's like, yeah, I know. It's obvious.
Yeah. Well, it's so they to me, they feel like they breach that line perfectly where it's like. It's not really me, but then you're like, oh, that's funny. You can be like, ha, look at that. They did that. That's exactly what I did.
Okay.
But yeah, another great project, which is a shame no one's talking about it too much. Werewolf by Night. Did you get to see it?
Michael Giacchino did an excellent job. Dude,
it would have been nice to talk. Maybe you know what? Watch it. Maybe the next review we do, now that we're in spooky season, it'll be that. I know we should probably do better horror shit. Let us be. We'll plan better for next year, okay? We definitely will. We'll try our best. Werewolf by Night, really good. See, he did an amazing job.
This course that I saw, and I wanted your thoughts about it since I guess you caught up a little bit more than I do. There's a discourse where the structure of the MCU, and I guess we'll talk about, because I have another question for you in terms of, we missed that in a month, and it feels like it's been forever that we've missed a lot of stuff.
It's just a lot of content
came out. So, MCU has, I guess, three structures. Solo films, or films.
Yeah. I think I know where you're going, yes.
Films, series, special presentations. There's a discourse, or I just saw this Twitter thread, or like kind of discourse, where I was like, oh, I think if Marvel can encapsulate which characters should be special presentations, series, and films, they can coexist without the mismatch of having these series be mid a lot, and especially when there's six episodes where this character can just be its own film, or it can be its own presentation, and then, you know, I don't know how long the presentation is. Like, is it like an hour?
It's an hour. It should have been longer. It should have been a fucking movie. Okay, but it's perfect timing for a special presentation.
So essentially, I guess, do you think? I guess it's just okay. They would have to figure out what in comic wise can be considered a film, what can be a series, and what can be, I guess, let's just do a one off, and this character will bridge the gap or something.
So. We did not see the same tweet. The tweet I saw was that, like, those three things that you mentioned, Marvel had already a plan for them. So they said that solo presentations are going to be origin stories.
Ah, yes, I mean,
there you go. Yeah, the series are going to be the solo movies, per se.
Okay.
And then the movies were going to be the big team spectacles.
Yeah.
Which, I'll be honest, I like it because it means I don't have to run to the theater every time that Marvel releases a movie. Big team-up movies are fun.
Yeah.
But if that's all you make, I'm not going to go to the fucking theater all the time. I think if that's the case,
it's kind of a dicey thing because, you know, you really do want those box office returns more than subscriptions.
Yes, but here's the thing. People don't give a fuck about stories. They want to see people fight.
Of course.
So if you just make your movies be these grand, again, the MCU broke the scales of what a blockbuster movie could be. They broke it so much that they completely rearranged it, broke that one, and have no idea what else to do. And now blockbusters suck for everyone because the fact that Marvel has ruined what a blockbuster movie is. So if they keep doing this big, like, their plan is to make these big team-up spectacle movies, whatever, it's like, That's cool. That's also going to come bite you in the ass. It's going to be very predictable. It's going to be kind of boring. Because, I mean, then again, it could be like we might get movies more spaced out. Who knows? Because, you know, you're not going to have a team up every 5-6 months, you know? Well, 6 months is usually how they do it, but maybe now 5. Who knows? However, special presentations. If you make every special presentation for Origins, I feel like it would work beautifully, especially if you do what you did with Werewolf by Night. When you watch it, you're going to fucking love it, and I honestly would like to talk about that, so when you see it, let me know. Michael did an amazing job directing this. You can tell...
I'm very proud of him. I have not watched
it. You haven't even seen it. It's
exactly. I'm very proud of him. He's one of my favorite composers. And the fact that they gave him like
this. No, because the thing is that he said he's always wanted to direct. Exactly. It's one of those things. Like, I've always wanted to be a director. It's just
that. It's that pet project thing that I didn't think that Kevin would be on board too much. Because
that is the thing. Okay, so here's the beauty of it, right? It's a shame that Werewolf by Night, like the conversation around it lasted 3 days.
Yeah.
Because Marvel should keep pursuing this. Same with She-Hulk, and I want to explain why.
Sure.
So, let's say, in the structure that I just described, a solo presentation is an origin. We just got an origin for Werewolf and other characters. And obviously, for, like, you know, mystical creatures and monsters and shit. Yeah. That's pretty cool. And they did it really well, and it's... I want to use the word, it's artsy in a way. It's not the most artistic fucking bullshit, you know. It's not going to be presented in fucking Cannes, you know, the Festival de...
This ain't some cinema type of bullshit.
Exactly. It's, no, this isn't some, like, Oscar-worthy short film. No.
Yo, Scorsese, fuck you. Look at art.
Exactly. You know, just because you shot it in black and white and made it look like, you know, you shot it in old camera, it doesn't mean anything. Does it look good? Of course it fucking does. Story-wise, really well-written, very well-paced. Everything was really, really good. You can tell that... what the creative mind of, like, the creative mindset of the director was seen on screen. You could tell it was uninterrupted and it was beautiful. So that's why I'm gonna use the word artsy.
Okay.
Having the TV shows and the Disney Plus series be solo films, quote unquote, works out. Why? Because there are no stakes and you can actually care for the character. With She-Hulk, they did the same thing. I love She-Hulk. You wanna know why? It was a shitty show. It's not perfect. It was a fun show.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's about Jennifer Walters' life. It's about what she does. It's about this ensemble getting developed little by little. It's her daily day. You know, it's a day in the life of Jennifer Walters being She-Hulk. And it's fun. The ending is, again,
it's super weird. It's a show that talks about more about the human... turning into a superhero, not the superhero turning into a human.
Not only that. I know what you're saying.
For Thor, you have to see the superero before you see the human.
Yeah, humanity. I got you.
Especially with, you know, how Thor Love and Thunder kind of do
no,
that.
No, and actually, if you think about it, you know, in almost every origin movie, it's like, okay, you are, at least Thor did it, like, okay, you were a god. So, like, a hero, and then you have to be humble enough to become a hero again. So, you know, you get those cliches for superhero genre movies. But She-Hulk was just, like, fun and different, right? It was, like, different enough for you to enjoy it. Because, again, there are no stakes. It's not, like, dangerous. It was fun because me personally didn't care what would happen, which is what made me care when something weird happened. I never feared for She-Hulk. I mean, again, she's a fucking Hulk. There's not much to fear here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a show about her.
It's not she'll die, but she'll be... You know that she would be in trouble, but...
Like, how much trouble can she be in, you know? And that's why it's fun, and it worked with her. I hope they do the same with new characters, because I did see an interesting video. It's sort of you need to see it with the right eyes, right? And the right person needs to see it. It's
okay.
It's one of these videos that criticizes agenda, but you can tell they have a hidden agenda as well.
Sure.
It's talking about, like, oh, this is toxic. It's talking about Marvel and all these things, and the person I've seen previous videos of hers, and I do enjoy them, but you can clearly tell she's chosen a side, no longer maintaining herself neutral. She did have some interesting points, and a lot of the points I agreed with. Some I didn't, but a lot of them I did. Especially the one where it's like, having, like, the reason that no one, like, Phase 4 has been so dull, so, like, boring, and it's something I've been saying, and a lot of people don't, like, seem to care, like, my friends, there are no stakes for these new young heroes. Like, they don't struggle, they don't fail, they're just good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give a fuck the gender in this case scenario, right? Because I'm not saying, oh, let me see. It's just, it's interesting because that's the other problem, you know, with Marvel's agenda, which is obviously, you know, wanting to have more female leads. All the power to you, dude. I don't fucking care. Mm-hmm. That's great. You kind of, and I don't know if you would have done the same mistake if you would have had a new young male Avenger. But it's typically like, for example, I'm going to use Kate Bishop for this example. Yeah. She, like, I didn't think about it until the reason. She fought off a Black Widow with no fucking problem. Toe-to-toe with a Black Widow. All this girl had was karate lessons. A black belt, sure. A couple of trophies. Fencing, all these things. A Black Widow.
And then coupled with a little Kingpin.
Kingpin. Mafia bosses. And she's just really good. You know, like, you don't feel like that's a problem. I'm using her as an example because it's, like, the one that stuck with me the most. I love Kate Bishop. I like that she, not only do I like the actress, I like the character as well. In the comics, she's really fun, and I'm glad that they hand her, like, you know, passing down the torch. I knew what that show was.
Yeah.
It's still a shitty-ass show. But I'm not disappointed because it's a bait and switch, because it's Hawkeye. I knew it was going to be Hawkeye passing down the torch. I knew that. Hmm. Did it do it good? No. But I'm not, you know, that's the thing. But then, and I thought about it again. The video does it, but I, you know, sat down, thought about it. Iron Man, when he came out.
Mm.
Yeah, he was a super wealthy man. He was very smart, but he was cocky. He was arrogant. He was a dick. And it was this sort of, like, recklessness behavior that led him to realize, oh shit, my actions have consequences, so I must act upon those actions. And again, he is almost defeated and killed. You fear for this man, and then because he went through high and lows and whatnot, and then he succeeds at the end. Obviously, it's a superhero movie. That's what you fucking expect. But that's the issue with Phase 4. Almost every hero doesn't go through anything. Minimal nothing. They're just good. They just step up, and they're amazing. And you're like, how? They're too perfect. That's the problem. When you're too perfect, you don't care. You can't relate.
There's no flaws that you can pinpoint.
Exactly.
And you can exploit. And the sense of urgency that you think that character is going to have, you're just going to think in the thought. Like, you can watch the last episode of any specific series, and you're going to say, I don't know how he or she is going to win, but they're going to win with whatever MacGuffin, whatever, you know, those tense moments when there's a specific thing that they can't reach,
yeah,
but they will reach.
Exactly.
And the final blow. And yeah, like I can't pick, as now you say it, I can picture Hawkeye, and I know that the example is too perfect, because I think that out of all the series thus far, that was the very, that's the least convincing of the character. Dude, be like,
not even. I could, oh, keep, she's a
kid.
It, yeah.
Why is this kid this good?
Exactly. No, but wait, here's the thing. Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
no, I can see that.
I forgot. America Chavez.
America Chavez, I can see that.
Scared, couldn't use her powers. Doctor Strange comes along. Believe in yourself.
I can see that.
She just defeats. She defeats. Well, not defeats, but she punches.
Hinders a little, like,
blows to
a little demon right there.
And then just keep punching. Like, she punches I forgot her name. Scarlet Witch. A couple of times, you know, and you're like, it's like, what the fuck? You just needed that? A little motivational speech? Come on. Give me something better. And that's the thing. It's kind of like Marvel trying to do some things that kind of, like, fall, like they don't work. And I don't know why it's going on, but and it's interesting how you use the word flaw. Right now, I can like think of each flaw of the original like Avengers. Tony, he's too sobriety. Cocky.
Sobriety. Literally the antithesis of Iron Man 3, which in a way wasn't that much good, but sobriety.
Yeah.
This man looks at alcohol, and that's the only inanimate object that he would like to fuck day and night.
Wow.
So, that isn't Pepper.
So Tony, he's too cocky.
Yeah.
Captain America, he's too good. He's too like.
He's too okay. It's not too good. It's just he's too.
He's too good. He's too good. Exactly. He's too lawful. That's the word. Uh-huh. Fucking
Thor.
Thor.
See,
he thinks he's unstoppable.
See,
mind you, he is. He's a god.
Yeah, greedy still there. But, you know.
Yeah, he's still greedy. The Hulk. He's the fucking Hulk. He has no control. If he doesn't have control of his powers, he's fucked up.
Mm.
Hawkeye, he has a family.
Wow, me encanta esto. He has a family.
But you know, it's funny. But that's one of the biggest plots. And Black Widow, she has too many fucking secrets.
Too many of them.
You don't know who she works with.
Like the agent who's double crossing.
Like Jesus, you know, you can get lost there. Nick Fury. Motherfucking got no more fucking plots.
Nah,
oh, just one. He's not even here. He's a Skrull. Watch out for Secret Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, it's these things.
Yeah, I can see that even I think on even Phase 2 and Phase 3, you can see some of the heroes that we've accustomed to have those type of flaws ever so slightly. It's not like, oh man, this hero is like so fucking stupid. Oh my god, like he can never win. It's like, no, it's not that. It's like we know they're strong and whatever willpower they still have, they will overcome it. But it's like, interesting pointed out, don't make it seem like they all the speeches say, hey,
yeah,
you're good.
Because then, and here's the thing, like, it's like you did that for the show, so we're not going to see a movie about this character. So we're only going to see them when they're fighting. And if they're shitty on the fight, it's going to be obvious because it's a bigger opponent. For example,
you're not going to see the bigger progression that character will be.
There isn't none because she was already good in this show.
No, but I said, yeah, but
I'm saying she. I'm like, whichever character.
See. But, and I think you bring an interesting point because the matter of Kang being, I guess, the
ultimate
evil, right?
You got me.
We're gonna see him in Ant-Man,
and it's kind of
whichever hint that we'll get from his ultimate being, we're gonna see that. None of the heroes are gonna see that. None of them, except Ant-Man, obviously. But you bring that interesting point because then every other character that isn't interacting with him is just gonna think, oh, it's just another.
No, I
fought this before, right? In my series that I defeated perfect. The entire village or something.
Not even that. It's the fact that, okay, in the biggest picture, yeah, Kang, they're going to fight Kang. Okay, cool. They're going to fight Kang, right? How? Let's be fucking real here.
Yeah.
How? That's the first question.
I can't see Kate just pulling that nice arrow shot at Kang's face and look, that seals the deal, you know what I'm saying? I can understand it.
It's
like
fun to shit on it and do this. It's what we do. It's been a while. I loved it. But I'm sure they'll find the way, obviously, to make it interesting. The point I'm trying to get at is it's gonna be very ironic when I see her defeat a black, and I'm staying with Kate Bishop. I'm gonna stay away from them because then they're gonna fucking, you know, flag me down.
See,
later,
like, it's not that.
When they are so good with their respective villains on their shows and they come up to a bigger baddie on the big screen, will they also suck so that we can see a flaw for then a progression in one movie? Or will it also just be another big fight where everyone's perfect? They obviously get a little, oh shit, you hit me in the knee, but I still got back up. Or, oh no, I got...
But now I think this will like hinder them in terms of how perfect that... It will show the flaws that they don't show flaws.
Yeah, but
when you consider that Endgame is about the flaws of them thinking we're that unbeatable.
Endgame was them going like,
I'm so sorry.
We are.
I'm sorry. Infinity War the only reason why, to me, I think we're still in the same boat. The best Avengers movie.
Yeah.
I guess till now. yeah, because I that's the thing. Like, I think I'm not saying to I'm not even saying do Infinity War Part 2. I'm just saying
it's hard to have the same again. We saw what an Endgame is for MCU. So now we're gonna get a new Endgame in the future. It's like, with the way you started things, I don't think I'll have the emotional baggage like I did for the original characters, because again, they failed. Captain America dies in his first movie. Sure, he gets resurrected at the end. Not resurrected, he gets found. But he literally dies in his first movie because he wants to save the world. He goes, I gotta fucking tip this bitch. Bye. You know, he's like, deuces. I love when they asked him, why didn't you just jump out of the plane? There was no other way.
He just hit the eject button and just leave.
There was no other way. Okay.
How would they know? I'm the hero.
So it's funny, right? And we see this like constant up and downs. And again, it's probably like reading too much into it. We have to sort of wait. But that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to wait because I don't want it to happen. I feel like we got perfect closure. It's like kind of like you should have ended things. But again, you need that money. And the reason Infinity War was so good was because, yeah, you saw some flaws that have been carried out since fucking Age of Ultron, dude.
Yeah.
Because our two main heroes, Captain America and Iron Man, split up
because of Civil War. Or you saw the cracks from Age of Ultron.
Yeah, no, from Age of Ultron, you start seeing this crack until in Civil War, the crack becomes even bigger and bigger, and eventually they separate. Then in Infinity War, they're both fighting the same fight in two different fronts. And because they are not together, they fail. Yeah. Maybe they would have won.
Team Iron Man hit him in
fucking space.
I forgot the planet they were on. They were in Titan.
I think it was called Titan.
He dips, goes to Wakanda. That's Team Captain America. And they still couldn't do it.
No. They couldn't defeat him.
They couldn't defeat him.
They tried. They couldn't. And it was a hell of a fight. Again, it was interesting. Now, again, I know we're reading too much into it. I don't fucking care. Kong's here and whatnot. Look, we'll see what happens. And honestly, I don't know. And I don't care.
Because outside motivation, like, I literally couldn't give two shits what the fuck motivation Kong needs. So he can just say, I just want people to die. I'm like, okay, cool.
Kong needs to be pretty OP. Another character that I want to see, and I'm like excited and also kind of nervous, is Doom. I need Doom to be the most feared motherfucker in the entire MCU. Doom needs to fucking kill a couple of people officially and then not fuck with anyone, and no one fucks with him. He kills normal people. He's not gonna kill a lot of heroes, maybe one or two lesser heroes, and it just Doom is one of the fucking best villains in the MCU right now. He's one of the most powerful. He's one of the smartest, not the smartest, most but he's fine. Very smart. My man has killed so many people stronger than him.
Has become a god.
He's exactly like I know that the MCU will not live up to that expectation, and that's what's sad. But anyways, getting to finish my point, which I didn't know how we rambled up so much. She-Hulk and Werewolf by Night are not perfect, but they are a step in the right direction. Kevin Feige should pursue more of these projects, making a show, an actual show, let it be what it wants to be. Focus on the day-to-day life of a person or hero. Give him challenges on every episode. That's what's fun and entertaining. Not this sort of like pilot. Second episode gives us the problem. Lead up. The finale. Big fight. That's stupid.
But I guess like the constant... splitting up the movie that's supposed to be just a movie, and they're just splitting up to just be series.
Yeah, but that was a problem with COVID and shit, and they were being desperate as fuck.
Just
keep doing. You did two good things. She-Hulk again, not perfect, but good. Werewolf by Night, really good. Still not perfect, but really good. Give me more of this. Give me more artsy stuff. Let people do whatever the fuck they want. What else can you give me? Give me shows that are shows. Like, again, She-Hulk is not perfect, but it was enjoyable.
I would say, considering that I haven't finished She-Hulk, and again, I saw Hulk's son. Okay, I know who he is. And I still can see the very out of context shots and like snippets that I saw, and I still say, this was still a fun show to watch.
This was a very
fun experience from a show that I didn't expect anything.
Exactly.
And not because now we are going to be every show coming up, no expectations, so we don't feel disappointed. It's not just that. I would just want to just watch a show.
I want the show to be about
the
person. I want
Daredevil 18 episodes. God, I would love, like, I guess the back half. Court cases. I don't give a shit. Give me court cases with... Give me court cases with Foggy. Yeah. Definitely. Then you can give me, like you know, the suit and him being... Street. That's fine. I think we've been very adamant that the formula...
Sucks.
It just sucks. I just think that right now, if the case of special presentations is a... sort of a, I guess we can give creative liberties to whoever wants to give this comic a shot, you know? I'll give you 1 hour. Here's a budget. Go.
Do what you fucking want.
What is this? Literally origin story. Just give me, who the fuck is this character? I know who the character is. Tell this kid, tell this young adult, tell this nerd who rambles on the internet, who the fuck is this character?
Exactly.
Go. Perfect. Yeah, you're gonna get that. That pretty much can give it time to breathe in terms of content, which is the second part of my question about this. In a month, we have missed
a lot.
I can't count. There's so many episodes combined. There's many movies that we missed. Some of them artsy-fartsy, which we don't really touch too much.
I would like to touch them here.
That's in about a month. Do you think we're still having a bit of a saturation as of right now?
With what? Like Marvel or just content overall?
Everything. Because it's not just Marvel. Because the saturation, I saw that since year two started.
So... in terms of content, saturation, not really. It's felt saturated because, again, it's also like, again, when we watch content both for enjoyment and obviously for content, it's organized. Right? When we see shows like that for enjoyment and, you know, to do the content, it's more organized. It's scheduled. It's like, okay, I have to watch Andor on fucking Wednesdays. We come here and record either Wednesday or Thursday. She-Hulk, same thing. Watch it on Thursdays, came here to record Thursdays or Fridays. Rings of Power comes out on Friday. We watch it on Friday, and we try to record Friday or Saturday. So it was easier to just organize the week and know what to watch. When you don't care about it, you're like, oh, I can miss this episode. It's fine. That piles up. You're screwed. Is it an oversaturation? It is. But it only if you don't organize yourself. To me, watching so many shows at once can be a little bit overwhelming. But I'm capable of doing it. I did it with CW. Pretty sure I can do that shit again. Okay, you know? Huh. Will I watch everything to touch it up here? I don't think so. At least not individually. I would rather just watch what we forgot and pile it up. Which brings me to my next point. Rings of Power. I still need to finish that. Same. Andor, I need to finish that. Hot D, doing fucking fantastic. You will get a better
episode. No, you'll actually Sunday. You'll get a...
This was not that.
No.
DC, we got some interesting news. Black Adam, well, we'll see it soon. And yeah, plans for the future. Season 4 coming soon.
Someday, next year.
Next year, obviously. Season 4. What do we have planned? We don't know. We're going to talk about that after this episode is done. And you'll find out in the season finale of the podcast. But yeah. I don't know. Camera's saying it's hot. It's heating up. Because, you know. 4K. We went on a Marvel Ramble, which is essentially our channel at this point. That's what we do. We love it. It's fun.
We never miss.
We never miss. It's just, it's funny because...
How original are we? Damn.
Looks like we're following that Marvel formula.
Sabe lo que sí. Never miss.
It's just funny because, again, you can tell it's sort of like hate from two people who care. Because, again, I have emotional baggage for this shit. I saw this when I was 10 years old. I started watching this when I was 10 years old. I'm 25.
I'm 26.
It's like...
That's, yeah. That's wild.
It's been a while. So, you know, it kind of sucks to see it, like, crumble. But, again, I've enriched my beautiful mind with better movies and artsy movies. Thank you to my friends who helped me to suggest me good films. And thank you to the fucking just me going on Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, whatever. And I just click on a new movie and I'm like, look at that. Refreshing. But my heart always comes back. Superhero genre. That's what started my love for film.
Yeah.
It'll continue to do it, even though it's disappointing.
I think just like comic books have been such a big medium that a lot of people back in the 80s and 90s wouldn't have imagined having that type of content be prevalent.
Yeah.
Because we're having discussions about superheroes where before we would still be talking about, yo, man, Titanic, I think it's going to be best picture. I don't know. But something about this film, something about this poignant film about James Cameron's direction, oh, man, superb. Right now we're saying, yo, She-Hulk fucked Daredevil. Holy shit.
I mean, that's the thing. The problem is that the medium, there are so many mediums that people, again, right now, you either love something or you hate it. There's no in between. And people tend to go, obviously, with what they like. And they don't even watch what they hate, right? A lot of people I see on Twitter that praise, you know, superhero movies and trash on classic artsy movies haven't even seen them. And when they do, they get bored or they say it's too slow or all these things. Like, yeah, because you're not used to it. It's fine if you don't like it, but you can't talk shit about something that you don't understand. And that's all because of media and how people are now perceiving this sort of thing. Again, it's just that easy. Either you love it or you hate it. Right now, I tell people, did you like this movie? It was ass, but I had fun. They're like, what the fuck does that mean? I'm like, well, it's a fucking shitty movie. Why is it shitty? Well, the fucking writing is ass. The pacing is fucking ass. But hey, I had fun with it. How did you have fun with it? These are the things that I like. Because you start seeing film differently. It's happened to you, ironically, with the course of this podcast. You understand that even more, and you're like, oh, shit. I can enjoy shitty shit, and I can hate amazing shit. It's just a balance, but people will not understand. Balanced. Like all things should be. That is the end of this episode, honestly. I don't know what else we can talk about. We talked about sad shit. We talked about cool shit. Trashed Marvel again.
Again. I could basically trash on DC, but they're doing that themselves.
Yeah, you know? They're doing that. Then we don't even have to fucking do nothing. We don't have to say anything. The last videos we did on fucking Mr. Z and DC, still prevalent to this day. And still getting worse.
I really thought that our vacation was just going to be...
better.
Would be like, you know what? I think when the dust has settled, I think they're going to find their footing. And then I see half the shit happening all at once, like literally consecutively. Like, wow. I don't even have to make the content. It just makes it itself.
It just makes it itself.
Oh, my God. Like, I genuinely was here just to say, like, listen, guys, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to give us a Black Adam and Superman movie. I just know it.
Yeah.
He's going to.
I know he will. It'll take him 10 years.
10 years.
But we'll get it.
If it was fucking 15 years to get this fucking movie, he will damn sure be 60 and battling fucking a kryptonite.
Yeah, but look.
Listen, man. Again, I am so fucking impressed that the most powerful human wants to be a overpowered superhuman.
Look, man, it's a passion project. I get it. We're going to see. Well, I'm going to see the movie. I don't know if I'm going to be able to convince him, but I'm going to go see the movie and hopefully I can talk about it here.
But, when is it coming on HBO Max?
I have a friend who said, I'm going to wait for HBO Max.
Listen, man. Listen, I've seen this movie before. You know what it's called? Every Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie from the last 10 years.
Wait, I hear he has campier shots in this one.
I can just watch the game plan.
No, but
or Tooth Fairy.
No, but no. Those aren't campy shots. Those are funny shots. We're talking about camp, bro. I'll show you some shit.
Okay.
But yeah, the thing, and look, guys, sorry for our disappearing. We're back. We're here. We're still the same. And we're going to try and get you new content. We're honestly probably going to be more busy planning out season 4. But yeah, we're going to still deliver with a couple of movies here and there. And, you know, stick around. We're still here. Please subscribe if you haven't unsubscribed because of our disappearance. You know,
do it again. Click
it. Click it. Leave a like. All that shit. Share. Whatever. I forgot what I had to say. I'll add everything in the editing. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you in the next one. Have a good day.